"It's not a question of how impressive the magic was," said Fudge in a testy voice. "In fact, the more impressive, the worse it is. I would have thought, given that the boy did it in plain view of a muggle." Those who had been frowning now murmured in agreement, but it was the sight of Percy's sanctimonious little nod that goaded Harry into speech. "I did it because of the Dementors," he said loudly, before anyone could interrupt him again. He had expected more muttering, but the silence that fell seemed to be somehow denser than before.
"Dementors?" said Madam Bones after a moment, raising her thick eyebrows so that her monocle looked in danger of falling out. "What do you mean, boy?"
"I mean there were two Dementors down that alleyway, and they went for me and my cousin."
"Ah!"
said Fudge again, smirking unpleasantly as he looked around at the Wizengamot, as though inviting them to share the joke.
"Yes, yes, I thought we'd be hearing something like this."
"Dementors in Little Binging?"
Madam Bones said in tones of great surprise.
"I don't understand."
"Don't you, Amelia?" said Fudge, still smirking. "Let me explain. He's been thinking it through and decided Dementors would make a very nice little cover story. Very nice indeed. Muggles can't see Dementors, can they, boy? Highly convenient, highly convenient. So, it's just your word and no witnesses."
"I'm not lying," said Harry loudly, over another outbreak of muttering from the court. "There were two of them coming from opposite ends of the alley. Everything went dark and cold, and my cousin felt them and ran for it."
"Enough, enough," said Fudge, with a very supercilious look on his face. "I'm sorry to interrupt what I'm sure would have been a very well-rehearsed story."
Dumbledore cleared his throat. The Wizengamot fell silent again.
"We do, in fact, have a witness to the presence of Dementors in that alleyway," he said. "Other than Dudley Dursley, I mean."
Fudge's plump face seemed to slacken, as though somebody had let air out of it. He stared down at Dumbledore for a moment or two, then, with the appearance of a man pulling himself back together, said,
"We haven't got time to listen to more taradiddles, I'm afraid, Dumbledore. I want this dealt with quickly."
"I may be wrong," said Dumbledore pleasantly, "but I am sure that under the Wizengamot Charter of Rights, the accused has the right to present witnesses for his or her case."
"Isn't that the policy of the Department of Magical Law Enforcement, Madam Bones?" he continued, addressing the witch in the monocle.
"True," said Madam Bones. "Perfectly true."
"Oh, very well, very well," snapped Fudge. "Where is this person?"
"I brought her with me," said Dumbledore. "She's just outside the door. Should I—"
"No! Weasley, you go!"
Fudge barked at Percy, who got up at once, hurried down the stone steps from the judge's balcony, and hastened past Dumbledore and Harry without glancing at them. A moment later, Percy returned, followed by Mrs. Fig. She looked scared and more batty than ever. Harry wished she had thought to change out of her carpet slippers. Dumbledore stood up and gave Mrs. Fig his chair, conjuring a second one for himself.
"Full name,"
said Fudge loudly, when Mrs. Fig had perched herself nervously on the very edge of her seat.
"Arabella Dordine Fig,"
said Mrs. Fig in her quavery voice.
"And who exactly are you?"
said Fudge in a bored and lofty voice.
"I'm a resident of Little Winging, close to where Harry Potter lives,"
said Mrs. Fig.
"We have no record of any witch or wizard living in Little Winging other than Harry Potter,"
said Madam Bones at once.
"That situation has always been closely monitored, given past events."
"I'm a squib," said Mrs. Fig. "So you wouldn't have me registered, would you?"
"A squib, eh?" said Fudge, eyeing her closely. "We'll be checking that. You'll leave details of your parentage with my assistant, Weasley. Incidentally, can squibs see Dementors?"
he added, looking left and right along the bench where he sat.
"Yes, we can,"
said Mrs. Fig indignantly. Fudge looked back down at her, his eyebrows raised.
"Very well," he said coolly. "What is your story?"